Seattle City Councilwoman Shama Sawant.
You know, Bernie's insurgent and anti-corporate campaign has made gains that have been stunning enough that it has denied Hillary, the Wall Street and Walmart candidate, the straight-up coronation that she expected. And all, and now the new national polls are showing that Bernie is more popular than Hillary. And already the last few months have been historic, because it is showing, it is bringing to the fore the ferment that is being felt throughout America. An anger against corporate politics, an anger against a failed and betraying U.S. Congress. Bernie's huge support from young women and young people in general has been historic. And sisters and brothers, perhaps the most profound sign of the times is the openness to socialism throughout the United States. I mean, think about it. 43% of the Democratic caucus goers in Iowa think socialism is a good idea. But my sisters and brothers, we are going to see, as we are seeing in South Carolina today, we're going to see on Super Tuesday that Hillary is going to make big gains. She is going to make a comeback, and the corporate media will begin to write Bernie's obituary. That is what we are up against. We are up against this establishment, this corporate machine. And why is this happening? I just want to give you one example of what happened in Nevada. Harry Reid, a corporate Democrat, made deals with casino owners to only allow the Clinton campaign access to the casino workers, and the Bernie campaign folks were shut out. That is just one example. My brother Paul from the labor movement also talked about how many labor leaders of big unions have continued to capitulate to corporate interests. SEIU International, the union that has spearheaded the movement for 15, the leadership has endorsed Clinton, while the rank and file is questioning corporate politics. My union, AFT, AFT nationally, Randy Weingarten, my president, didn't ask rank and file members like me who we supported, but they went ahead and supported Clinton. And we know, Hillary is no friend to workers. Hillary is no friend to the middle class. Hillary is no friend to black people and brown people. And she is certainly no friend to working class women. So why do we see that in the coming weeks, Hillary is going to make gains, even though Bernie's message resonates with tens of millions of people across this country? It's because Bernie, like all of us, is up against big money, the corporate media, and the entire weight of the Democratic Party establishment. And the establishment's so-called progressive allies who are working with them against us. It's also true that in the Democratic primaries, only a fraction of the total voter base goes to caucuses. So it is going to be only a very inaccurate reflection of what America wants. But that is what the corporate Democratic establishment will use to its advantage to try and declare Hillary the winner. My sisters and brothers, the Democratic Party
is a profoundly hostile terrain for Bernie's left-wing, pro-working class, anti-corporate campaign.
I want to say, go us, you know, politics vote, you feel me? Let's, all right, go people. We need to vote for each other. We need to vote for each other. You hear me? You know, we don't need no president. We need each other. You hear me? You know, I don't let my appearance be the interference, okay? I believe in us. I love you guys.
So how can we overcome these tremendous obstacles? Because my sisters and brothers, we have to. We will need a massive upheaval in U.S. society. We are going to need mass movements in Seattle and nationwide. We're going to need a mass struggle, an era of historic movements. And these movements, while they are winning other demands like $15 an hour, have to begin talking about building an independent party for the 99%. We are going to fight as much as we can to get the best results for working people in the primaries. That is why we have launched Movement for Bernie. But if Clinton and the establishment are able to defeat Bernie in the primaries, we cannot allow our movement and Bernie's movement to be imprisoned within the two-party corporate and capitalist establishment. Because as Bernie says, Congress does not regulate Wall Street. Wall Street controls Congress. Big business and big corporations, they control and fund both parties. And that is why we are going to have to step outside of that stranglehold of Wall Street and build our own forces. Yeah. Movement for Bernie stands for building such an independent, anti-corporate, pro-working people party for the 99%. That means that party cannot take a penny from big business. And let's make a note, the big majorities of working people are not going to be activated in the primaries. They're going to start paying attention to the elections in the fall. It is far more important that Bernie's message reach those millions in the fall. If we are blocked by big business and Hillary's establishment, then Bernie needs to continue running all the way through November. If not as a Democrat, then as an independent. And we would want that run, that Bernie run in the general election, to be used as the basis for building that new party for the 99%. And as just said before, we need that party to run independent working class candidates at the city level, at the county and state levels, and at the federal level. And let's learn from our own experience. You know, Bernie has tapped into a nationwide mood for change. We tapped into that mood, but we won. I won the election and the re-election. And the reason I won was because I have an organization, Socialist Alternative, that is working with me and with the broader movement. And Socialist Alternative has been part of that movement that won 15, that has won gains for homeless people and on affordable housing. That is the kind of party we need, Seattle-wide and nationwide. We need independence from corporate politics, because that is the only way. That is the only way of transforming society away from poverty, inequality, oppression, and climate change. Because when we build movements independent of corporations,
we can win. Because when we fight, we win. When we fight, we win. When we fight,
we win.
When we fight,
we win.
When we fight,
we win.
When we fight,
we win.
Solidarity. Thanks, everybody. I think Bernie would say that this was a huge success.